Chapter 26, Gordy. He hooked his arm through Harry's as they stepped out into the warm Addis Cadro night. Gordy turned his head to smile at the restaurant's parking attendant, but he wasn't there. Then Gordy saw him, off to the left of the awning-covered entryway, his back pressed to the bricks, holding strangely still. A skin-headed young man stood close, pinning him against the wall. Gordy's knees felt watery and warm at the flash of the blade, long and mean and curved, bright with use and care. It occupied his attention until he heard the sound of Harry's breath, the sudden evacuation, and felt Harry's arm pull free as he crumpled away. Two men stood before Gordy and baggy, low-slung jeans. One tapped a baseball bat against his palm. His military short hair stuck straight up from his white scalp. One eyebrow had been scarred by a cut and had healed back together, mismatched. "Oops," the man said quietly, his face so close that Gordy could smell tobacco on his breath. "Look what happened to your boyfriend." Much to Gordy's surprise and relief, he found that the ability to detach had not abandoned him. It would be another beating, like so many before. He would watch it from a distance, and his skin and bones would heal. But he would be elsewhere as it happened, shut down. When you don't care anymore, you deprive them of the joy of hurting you. Hard to hit somebody where they live if there's nobody home. He closed his eyes, not wanting to see the bat being swung. It hit him across his soft underbelly, doubling him. A hand around his throat brought him up straight again, and then the bat folded him again. He was going to pass out now, and then it wouldn't matter. Noises reached his ears through a tunnel, like the noises in his grandmother's house, where he'd had to sleep in the living room. Sounds that leaked through a veil of half-sleep, jarring in a distant, disconnected way, filtering through semi-consciousness. Just before he sank into it, before muddy gray behind his eyelids turned black, he heard a different sound, a shouted word, "Hey!" It could have come from either of his tormentors. The word started at a high pitch, the voice of a child, then cracked halfway through, the way Gordy's voice had, the way all boys' voices will when they are changing. The sound of the bat clattering on the pavement. Gordy felt himself turn liquid, boneless, unsupported by himself or his attackers. He felt softly on what he knew by the feel to be the big form of Harry, a comfort, sparing him from the hard pavement. They would rest here together. Somehow, he remembered feeling Harry's breathing, perhaps because its presence was something he really needed to feel.